Welcome, everyone. I'm Sue Barber, author, former IT director for a Fortune 500 company, turned executive coach, and this is the Visibility Factor podcast, where we explore how to raise your visibility and play bigger at work and in life. We'll explore key topics and welcome guests that help you shift your thinking about yourself so you can see new possibilities for your leadership. I'm on a mission to create a visibility movement for leaders to show their value and be seen for their true talent. Are you ready to take the next step towards a higher level of visibility for yourself? Let's go. Hello, everyone. This is Sue Barber. Welcome back to the Visibility Factor podcast. In episode 6, I talked about imposter syndrome, how it can impact your success, and the 6 types of imposter syndrome from my book, The Visibility Factor. I'll include the link to that episode in the show notes so you can go back and listen to it if you missed it. Today's episode is actually going to focus on the 2nd type of imposter syndrome, just say no. You may know it also as breaking boundaries. You'll notice that this type of imposter syndrome has a lot of overlap with the 1st type of imposter syndrome we talked about in episode 8, called the agreeable accommodator. If you haven't listened to that one, I'll include the link as well. So let's start out with what are boundaries? A lot of people have different definitions of boundaries, and I thought it might be helpful to start with that. Boundaries create guidelines and rules for you and others to understand, follow, and respect. You can define physical, relationship, conversational, and time boundaries for yourself. Some advantages of setting healthy boundaries can include a healthy mindset, refraining from burnout, implementing respect into your daily life, and good emotional and mental health. I believe that we teach people how to treat us. If we allow people to cross our boundaries, then they will always do it. These are decisions that need to be made and communicated clearly, or people will continue to use the same behaviors because you haven't told them to do anything different. So what does it look like for someone who can't say no or has boundary challenges? For example, your sister calls and asks to borrow money from you. This isn't the first time, and she never pays you back. She always promises to give you the money from her next paycheck, but then something else always comes up. A second example could be your boss comes to you continually and gives you more projects. You don't want to appear as if you can't handle it, so you keep saying yes. Now you have too much to do, and you can't give any of them the time and attention that you need to. And a last example, you have chosen not to talk about religion or politics at work. However, people on your team continue to try and engage you in those conversations. You know that they don't mean to offend you, and you should just walk away when it starts, but you don't want to be judged and part of the crowd that isn't in all the conversations. When this happens, you're actually causing yourself more issues. Why wouldn't you just say no to begin with? This can be really hard for a lot of people, and here's some of the reasons why that happens. You may get fulfillment from helping other people. You don't want to be judged or excluded. You want to be liked and seen as a good team member. You don't want to disappoint people. You don't want to seem like you can't do it all, so you keep saying yes to whatever's given to you. You think that others' needs are more important than your own. You may not have the confidence to say no. You may not even know how to say no. It isn't easy for people to do this and push back on someone who is at a higher level in the organization, especially your boss. So we're going to talk about some ways to do that. Holding your boundaries gives you the ability to say no and create limits that can reduce the overwhelm and allow you to make decisions about where and how you spend your time. I know it isn't easy for all the reasons that I just listed. Putting yourself last isn't the right answer either. I know it's uncomfortable, but this is about your self-worth and realizing how much you are valued. Confronting someone when they've crossed your boundaries isn't easy. It can be intimidating and it may trigger your insecurities. But if you don't speak up about something that is bothering you, you can't expect them to change their behavior. The same things are going to continue to happen. Taking the opportunity to speak up, though, can strengthen the relationship in the long run. So let's go through a couple of examples here. In the example of a manager giving an employee too much work, what could the employee say instead of just saying yes? You could say, "I really appreciate that you have so much confidence in me to give me all of these new projects, but to focus on them effectively and deliver the quality that I know is important to you and to me, I can really only manage 8 projects at any one time. I'll give you a recommendation of which ones I see as priority to review with you tomorrow." You're saying no, but you're not directly saying, "I'm not going to take anything else that you give me." You're also not saying, "I'm going to continue to take new projects on, even though I only have the bandwidth to handle 8. This is about standing up for yourself and having a different kind of conversation to prioritize the work and make sure that your boss knows that you can only handle so much. In a personal situation, like when a friend keeps expecting you to do everything, you have to be clear about your boundaries. If your friend still keeps crossing them, consider if you want to remain in a relationship with someone who disrespects your limits. Why do you maintain the relationship? What is it giving to you? Do you need to feel needed? Do you thrive on drama? Is it replaying a pattern in a previous relationship? It's very common for someone to date someone and then date that same kind of person the next time without resolving the boundary issues that they may have had before or the ability to say no. These are good questions to explore for yourself. Brené Brown says, "Daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves even when we risk disappointing others." I know it isn't easy to do. I've definitely had my own challenges with boundaries. But the sooner you start standing up for yourself and taking the time to really make sure that you're clear about what people should or shouldn't do around you and how you want to be in a relationship with someone, it'll help you in the long run. Don't be afraid to try it. Just start experimenting and try it. How do you know that you're letting others break your boundaries? Most of the time, you start to have feelings about certain situations that just don't go away. Shannon Curry, a licensed clinical psychologist based in Newport Beach, California, says, "A few key emotions might indicate that your boundaries are being encroached upon. You might feel resentful toward the other person, feel guilty if you don't comply with something asked of you, feel like you're being imposed upon, feel like you're being taken advantage of. You may even feel violated or angry. For some people, it feels like the relationship between you and the other person is very one-sided. This is what happens when you say yes to everyone else and you overextend yourself and get burned out. You feel like you're doing all the work in the relationship. You feel like you have no time for yourself. You have regrets for the things that you didn't get to do. You're not spending time on the right things for your own visibility, but working on other people's projects instead. You are helping others, but not focused on your own work. You feel resentful for taking this work on and mad at yourself for saying yes. You stop taking care of yourself and you get sick. A lot of people under a lot of stress and overwhelm begin to get sick physically because they're not dealing with the stress. I'll give you an example of where this can happen a lot. People who are caregivers are a great example of this happening for them. They're so focused on helping the person who is sick that they don't take the time to take care of themselves. They do everything for the other person. They're not getting any sleep. They're not eating right. They don't go to the doctor when they're sick. They just try to handle everything. And ultimately, they begin to pay the price. I've seen this happen in my own family. When my mom was sick, my dad did everything to take care of her and put his own needs second. Later on, those challenges became bigger, and it became almost too late for him to do anything about them. So I want you to think about where you're spending your time, and are you spending your time on the right things for you, or is everything focused on everyone else around you? If saying no is something that you struggle with, would you like to do something different? Are you ready to experiment with putting yourself first? Here's some key questions to think about. For example, if you have time blocked on your calendar for work, please don't assume that you have to give it away to someone else if they need you. Ask if it's urgent. Tell them you have something of priority that needs your attention. They will find another time to meet with you, and then you can get what you need to do accomplished. Are you getting sucked into something that someone else values? Just because you have the talent to support someone and help them doesn't mean that you automatically have to say yes unless you want to do it. Are you helping someone too much? What if they try things multiple times and you guide or coach them as opposed to doing it for them? I get that it's easier sometimes to just do it, but it isn't something that you should spend your time on when there are other places for you to add value. Remember, you're trying to develop others, and if you keep doing it for them, they will never learn how to do it for themselves. What are a few things that you could focus on so you don't get overwhelmed each day? Don't let your to-do list run your day, and don't let others give you a bunch of new things to focus on either. What have you done for yourself to make yourself a priority each week? Have you done something that makes you happy or brings you joy? Some examples are reading a book, listening to your favorite music, taking a walk, going to lunch with friends, taking a trip. Your list has to be customized for you, but ensure that you focus on you and no one else. As a parent, I can definitely say that I was not good at maintaining boundaries. Self-care was the very last thing on my list, and it never happened. I know now that that wasn't good for my family or me. But as my children have grown, it's given me more time to be able to do these things for myself. Even if you have small kids, don't be afraid to get a sitter and go do something for yourself. It will bring back your energy and help you come into the situation with your children in a better way. The most important question to ask yourself, though, is what have I done to allow someone to break my boundaries? We always have the choice to say yes or no. When we say yes to someone else, we are saying no to ourselves and something that we want to do. It is one of the most empowering things that you can do for yourself when you start to do this. If someone asks you to go somewhere, really ask yourself if you want to go. If you do, go with them. But if you don't, stop and think about it and say, you know what? I really would love to go with you, but I just can't tonight. I've already made another commitment. You have to really be prepared. Have your responses prepared so you're ready in case you get an unexpected request. You can say something simple like, can I get back to you on that? Let me reach out to you when I finish this project I'm working on. I can't commit to that right now with everything else that I have on my plate. I appreciate you asking me, but I don't have the bandwidth at this time due to other commitments I have made. Notice that they're very simple. They're not explaining away everything that you're doing. You're not apologizing. You get to say no and spend your time the way that you want to, so don't be afraid to do that. The message that you're also sending, besides no in these responses, is that you are valuable. Your time is valuable, and what you want to accomplish is valuable. I wanted to share just an excerpt of Mary Tess Rooney's episode 4 for The Visibility Factor. She talks about a great example of setting clear boundaries for herself. Someone came to her and asked her to help on a project that they were working on, and it was something that she was really good at. And she said, I will help you, but this is a one-time thing. You're going to have to find someone else to help you with it in the future. I really think that this is something that you can master yourself or to have someone else help you, but this is the only time I'll be able to help you with this because I have plenty of things on my plate right now. So she was very clear. She's willing to help, but for one time only. If you go back and listen to that episode, you'll hear how she does it in such a great way. And that person is not upset with her. She got the things that she needed to get out of the relationship and get things done with them. And there's no hard feelings. I think because we don't want to say no, we don't want to hurt people's feelings, we want to be liked, we tend to just not be super clear about what the boundaries are. And when you're not clear, that's when it causes all the drama. Saying no to others so you can focus on what you want to do is how you create your own visibility. So here's a quick recap of what I shared today. I hope you learned what boundaries are and how you can set them for yourself. Gain awareness of what boundaries you want to maintain are and where you may be allowing them to be broken. Focus on some key questions to ask yourself before you immediately say yes to others. Put yourself first and see your value. Have some key responses ready to go so others don't surprise you with their request and you say yes without thinking about it. Again, putting yourself first doesn't mean that people will stop liking you or hold a situation over your head forever. People will always have opinions on what they think you should do, but what do you think? You get to choose what you do with the time that you have. So here's today's Rise and Shine visibility tip. If you're someone who struggles with saying no and maintaining your boundaries, I would like you to start to try something different this week. Focus on how to put yourself first. What is a promise that you could make to yourself? It can be a self-care focused activity or being prepared to say no to someone else if you're asked to do something that doesn't align with your goals or values. How many times have you made promises to someone else and kept them? I bet you do that all the time. What if you make promises to yourself and keep those instead? Remember that you're worth it. Thank you so much for joining the Visibility Factor today. I hope you've learned some new ways to start saying no and maintaining your own boundaries in your life. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening to the Visibility Factor podcast. Remember that visibility starts with small steps that are intentional and consistent each day. Be bold, be visible, be the leader you were meant to be. Find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, which are highlighted in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Visibility Factor podcast.